وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي كريم حفظك الله تعالى، نسيم. طيب يا أخي، if we have someone that is suffering from chronic illness, may Allah جل وعلا cure him and cure all the Muslims and protect them and increase them in their خير, and they must realize that it's a good for them بإذن الله جل وعلا. يوم القيامة they will be happy because they had this kind of illness, because they will see it heavy in their skills يوم القيامة if they patient for the sake of Allah تعالى. والله والله والذي نفسي بيده يقين. Anyone suffer from anything in the dunya and he make it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala and he patient with it, يوم القيامة he will see it clear in his keys and he will be happy that he had it in the dunya. The dunya is a temporary time and temporary situation. Allah, temporary situation. Subhanallah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Jalla wa'ala make us all firm and make our life all for sake of him. Whoever became like that, all these things will become very light for him. طيب يا أخواني في الله، in this case my dear brothers and sisters, if someone got this kind of chronic illness, may Allah heal him. And the doctors have said she must take medicine every day because of her illness. This comes sometimes because of the kind of sickness like diabetes, like dialysis, like cancer, like subhanallah, this kind of chronic illness cause this kind of damage. So anyway, if someone became like that and he is in need of a medicine every day, no problem, he cannot fast, not now, not later, no problem, don't worry, you are not included in the rules of fasting in Ramadan, but you are included in the rules of worshipping in Ramadan. So don't mix in between two things. Ramadan is a month of worship. In this, so the month of Ramadan is a month of a worship. So among these worships is the fasting. Among these worships is Taraweeh. Among these worships is reciting the Quran more than usual according to your ability. Is among this worship is the Sadaqat. Among this worship is Salatul Arham. You have all the kind of worships that you do it normally is in Ramadan will be more valuable. Like the fasting, you do it in other dates, but in Ramadan is more valuable. Same thing, all the rules of the rest of the worships. So she's not included in the fasting worship in the day of Ramadan. She's not included because Allah in the Quran in this benefit. Allah in the Quran and in the Sunnah also the fasting involve one of five categories. Number one, healthy man or healthy women, healthy people whose the fasting is applied on them immediately. This category number one. Category number two is a person who is hamil, a woman who she is pregnant. Pregnant, that she's involved in the rule of fasting, applied on her to fast according to her ability. If she cannot do it now, do it now. If she cannot, no problem, open your fast and do it later. Then murdi', the woman who she's in breastfeeding. Same thing with the hukm of what? Of the pregnant woman. Same hukm with the pregnant woman. If she can do it immediately, do it. If she cannot, she delay it until what? She's able to do. We call it qada. Number four, traveler. أو على سفر. The traveler, if he want to do it now, do it. He have option. If he cannot, he can delay it until he's able to do. It's number four. Number five, a sickness that could remove, so make the person able to do the qada at that time, means is a temporary sickness. So those five people, the rule of fasting applied on them, some of them immediately and some of them whenever they have the ability and the time to do it according to the situation and according to the type. Others not involved. What is others? Others like disbelievers, they are not included. Others like a person who didn't know Ramadan started. You understand? Others like an old man who cannot fast now or later. He have a permanent reason make him unable to fast. This category not exist. Allah Jalla Ala didn't speak to them. How are you involved in the rule? Among this category is the person who is sick, but permanent sickness like the old man. Permanent sickness make him unable to fast now or later. Allah Jalla in the Quran, He said, those who they are patient, who they are sick now and they can make it later. This man is a sick but he cannot make it later. The statements and the order and the speech in the Quran and the Sunnah not include them in the authentic Sunnah, not include them. How you involve them and you bring them in? You understand? So that's the correct meaning. They are not involved. If the same statement of an Abbas and this and that is a khilaf among the companions and the Sahaba, but in general, this is the conclusion. No authentic evidence dealing from Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before that from Kitab Allah Ta'ala to involve other categories than what I mentioned to you, the five, in the speech and in the statements of fasting. That's why we said you are not involved. Just eat, my dear sister, eat, barakallahu fiki, and enjoy your food and your meals in the day of Ramadan because you are not included. You understand? Just don't do it in front of the people so people they feel you are disrespecting them or disrespecting the day of Ramadan or harming their feelings or make them hungry. Maybe they're going to open their fast because of you or whatever. Eat far from them. But at the same time, you are involving in the rules of the day of Ramadan. The worship of the Ramadan, except is the worship that you are not able to practice it. Simple as that. Barakallahu feekum.